Om Shanti. This is the Murli of 10th December 1979. So you have received the Almighty authority, and on the basis of your Almighty authority, that is, on the basis of your treasure of charity and your pure thought, you are able to make any soul do whatever you want. One thought of yours has so much power that you can enable souls to forge a relationship with the Father and to become prosperous with all the treasures. Those kings would give a commandment, whereas you just have to create that thought. Just as they could command whatever they wanted to happen, so too, because you have received your godly right directly, you can uplift other souls as much as you want with just one thought. You are such elevated souls, are you not? However, why does this not happen in practice? You have been given all rights and the Almighty authority, so why are you not able to use them? What is the reason for this? Why has this elevated form of service has yet not begun? You must use your power of thought and not misuse it. So this is the Murli of 10th December 1979. Baba is saying you have received the Almighty authority. And on the basis of your Almighty authority, on the basis of your treasure of charity, on the basis of your Almighty authority, on the basis of your treasure of charity, punya ki punji, and your pure thoughts, you are able to make any soul do whatever you want. One thought of yours has so much power that you can enable souls to forge a relationship with the Father and to become prosperous. Baba is talking about power of thought. One thought of yours has so much power that you can make any soul do whatever you want. Your thought has that much power that you can make any soul to form a connection, to forge a connection, a relationship with the Father and make him prosperous with all the treasures. Such is the power of pure thought. One thought is so powerful. Even if you look at ordinary people who are not religious, by concentration of their thoughts, they can do wonders. They do miracles. So what we cannot do? If you study the history of the world right from Copper Age till now, people have done miracles just with the power of thoughts. All the science of telepathy which has developed, that is nothing but the expansion of power of thought. Thoughts can do anything. Thoughts can move mountains. Only thing is that there are few things which are required in the thought. One is concentration. The concentrated your thoughts are, the more concentrated they are, the more powers come. Second is visualization. So we'll focus on these two things. One is concentration and second is visualization. With these two techniques, with the help of these two things, you can do anything with your thoughts. Right now, we are weak or powerless because of only one thing, or the weakness that we feel within ourselves is because our thoughts are not concentrated. The moment thoughts start getting concentrated, unusual powers arise in us, which undreamt of, which we never thought even we are so powerful. But the moment we start concentrating our power, this method of concentration is one, and second is with the power of visualization. How do we visualize things? It is a reality that whatever you visualize, one day it becomes reality. Only thing is that you should have faith. The third thing is faith. The deeper your faith, in the power of thought, the greater power you feel within, and things turn into reality. So one is concentration, second is visualization, third you can add is faith. All the three things should be there. Yeah, that will come in thought also, thought only. But today we are going to focus on more on this visualization and more on concentration. There's a very short story about a yogi and his disciple. Once in one city, a yogi and his disciple enter. They are without any money. They don't have any place to stay. So the disciple says, Master, I think that today we are going to go without food and we have to go a begging. Or we have to spend the night in some park or on the footpath. The yogi says, no. Today we are going to have a very sumptuous food and we are going to live in a very luxurious, spend night in a luxurious hotel. He said, how come? He said, just sit down. So that yogi sits down. He does meditation. After 15-20 minutes, he opens the eyes and he says, let's go. And they start walking through the different ways and alleys of the city. And after meandering here and there, they ultimately reach one place in front of a 5-star hotel. And the yogi says to his disciple, let's go inside. He says, the disciple is little reluctant to go inside. So they go inside and a well-dressed man come in front of them. And that man says, he's the manager of the hotel. He says, please welcome. I was waiting for you. So disciple is shocked to see that. And the well-dressed man says, I think that you might be hungry also. And I think that your great yogi is coming down from Himalayas. I think that you should take rest here only. It is my request to you to please accept my invitation to stay overnight. And they have very sumptuous meal and they are given a beautiful room. And the disciple asks his master, Master, how did you do this? Is it a magic? The master says, it's not a magic. What I did was, when we were entering into the city and I sat down in meditation, I focused all my thoughts on a particular soul who is the owner of a big hotel. And I directed him that we are coming to you. Please be ready and accept us as your guest. And then while we were searching, I was trying to see that hotel. And the moment I saw, I thought, yes, this is the one I saw in visualization. So he says, it is nothing, but it is not a magic. It is just the concentration of thought. If your thoughts get concentrated, you can make other person do whatever you want. But you should have faith in this. You should have faith in your own power of thought. If you say, oh, this is not going to work, this is only in the stories, then it will not work. In Bible, there is a beautiful statement where Jesus Christ says, if ye have faith in yourself, if ye have faith, and if ye order the mountain, get up and get planted on the sea, and it shall obey. But only thing is that you should have faith. So that's how the law of faith operates. That's how law of faith operates. If you have faith, if you do not doubt in your heart, things will happen. So you should have faith in the power of visualization. Now coming to visualization, how do we visualize? We should visualize things in all details, in great details. See the color, see the size, see the design. Colorization, picturization, visualization, imagination, this all should be done. Suppose you want to get rid of one particular habit. Imagine a person who is addicted to smoking. Now he wants to get rid of smoking. He tries many methods but he fails. Somehow that old habit comes back. So what he should do? There is a good example given in some book where a person is addicted and his wife and his children. Wife says, no, I am not going to stay with you. If you want to stay with me, you need to give up the smoking. And I am taking children also with me. And she goes away with the children. So this man tries one method. He sees himself every day playing with his children. He forms an imagination, a visualization, where he sees that he is playing with his children. But then again, immediately he remembers, yes, for playing with my children, I need to give up smoking. So that therapy starts working within. So this visualization can work for de-addiction. This visualization can work for gaining health. If we are diseased, imagine, see yourself as a person who is full of vibrant health, full of energy and verb. And see that that form is coming nearer to me, or it is getting merged in me. As Baba says, see your complete form in front of you. That complete form is invoking you. Oh, come to me. That invocation of our complete form, that is nothing but imagination, that is nothing but visualization. And the, as we visualize, so we become. If we visualize ourselves, I am sick, I am unhealthy, I am unhappy, I am depressed, I am sorrowful, I am full of misery, circumstances are too much for me, everything is going against the grain with me, same thing will materialize. If we think that I am unhappy, I will become unhappy. If I think that, if you want to gain even riches, prosperity, same principle of visualization. If you want to become powerful, if you keep on saying, I am weak, I will become all the more weaker. But if I say, I am having almighty authority, I am having the power of thought with me, all the powers have been given to me by supreme power, then the self-respect will awaken all the dormant powers which are within us. So, visualization. Second is affirmation. Affirmation is repeating positive statements again and again. Take one statement and keep on repeating it, but repeat it with great depth, with understanding its full meaning. It should not be mechanical. In Sanskrit, there are three words. One is yantrik, second is mantrik, and third is tantrik. These are the three words. One is the yantrik. Yantrik is just parrot-like reading. Ram, 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 people keep on saying Ram, Ram. And they are also scolding their children in between. Ram, Ram, Ram. You know, you must have seen those people who sell sweet dishes, mithai wallas. They have a huge abdomen, huge belly. They sit at one place. And at the same time, they keep on repeating Ram, Ram, Ram. At the same time, if a customer comes, how much this is? He will say 4 rupees. Then again, Ram, Ram, Ram. If his employee, his worker does some mistake, he will even scold them, but Ram, 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 Ram still is going on. So that is something, you know, that is sort of yantrik, mechanical. That is karma yogi. No. So that sort of is one. Second is little higher. That is mantrik. Mantrik is something who has a mantra and he repeats it quite diligently, taking care that his mind doesn't wander here and there. So that is mantrik. And the last is tantrik. Tantrik is a higher stage actually. This is a quite higher stage where person stops repeating such thing. It is ajapaja, Baba says. That is the stage of tantrik. Tantrik in the sense tantra, that is another word in Sanskrit, where the person is situated in that tantra, that mantra is no more a repetition, but it has become a form. Now he visualizes that and it becomes one with that. That is an higher stage, tantrik. So yantrik, mantrik and tantrik. So, even when we take any self-respect, for example, I am a great soul, don't stay at that level of yantrik. Go higher, mantrik and then tantrik. Tantrik is something which you are incorporating that self-respect in your being. So, visualization is so important. Whatever you visualize, you become. Subconsciously, we are always visualizing something. We go to some place, we visualize what people will think about me. They might like me, they might not like me. If I speak, what would be the response? Audience might like, audience may not like if I have to speak. So many things are always going on. We keep on visualizing, we keep on forming some image or the other, some picture. And we are filling it with colors. We are making it more and more alive. So if at all we want to visualize, let us visualize on a positive note. Let us visualize something very creative. Let us see things which have not happened, but we want them to happen. So let us do that by visualization. If you keep on visualizing yourself as an angel and see that this angel is full with divine virtues and powers and think that this is me, and see that that angel is coming to me and getting merged in me. This is a simple visualization, but what immense power it gives you. You see a absolutely healthy person in front of me, and this is me, who doesn't have any disease, any physical ailment or malady. And that person is coming to me, and this is me, and the moment that person comes near, I see, hey, this is me. It was hazy when it was at a distance, and I feel, yes, this man is quite healthy. But the moment that person is coming near to me, I find, oh, this is me. And I am not this unhealthy, I am this. I don't suffer from any mental maladies or spiritual maladies. I am free from all this adidaivik, adibhautik, adhyatmik. These are the three types of tap that is known as maladies or ailments given in scriptures. Adidaivik, adibhautik, adhyatmik. I am free from all of this. I am absolutely healthy. I am supremely pure soul. I am enjoying vibrant health and energy. So this is the technique of visualization. Have faith. And first thing I said is concentration. Try to concentrate your thoughts on particular thing. You have to learn this method of concentration. People say, what is the need of learning this Murli by heart? What is the need? You just understand and take the important things, that's it. Why you need to remember? That causes so much stress and tension when we have to remember any Murli. And we are getting older day by day. I can't remember things. And you are telling to remember. Is it possible to remember 6-page Murli? And what is the fun of doing this? It is not the question of remembering anything or becoming a pandit. It is not that. It is the question of concentrating the mind. Just imagine if I give you this paragraph or a small poem, and if I tell you to know it, that you have to recite this, you will read that many times. First thing is this. If you want to remember something, you have to read it many times. Then first you start reading things. Then you start linking things. Then you start relating, knowing the pattern. First this, then this, then this. Then you start linking one para with another, third para, fourth para. This is the way you are already churning. And otherwise your mind is always running here and there. So much waste thoughts. He has done what? Who has done what? What is going on in this department and what is going on in that department? Who is unhealthy? Who is having disease? And I have not gone to see him. Let me go. Your mind is always thinking of all these petty things. Yeah? Synapses will form in the brain. Neuroplasticity. So, here, when you have to master one paragraph, it is not just the question of mastering that paragraph, but so much time you have to give to that. Can you see how much time you require? You have to take out time from your busy schedule and give to that. One is time, then number of readings, then seeing the pattern, then churning about it. So many things are involved. And at last, visualization. To convert these words, these are not mere dead words, but these words have become live pictures, walking and moving pictures. They have become live persons. I am not just seeing France. I am not just seeing Chicago. I am not seeing just Guyana. But these kingdoms, these countries have become living. I see Brahmin souls living inside them. And what Baba is talking with each one of them. I am converting written into life. That is why visualization, faith, concentration, determination to do all of this is required. So let's have such power of thought so that we can make other souls do what we want. If we can focus on that soul, we can read their feelings, their emotions, their inner desires. So let's increase these three things. Have faith, have concentration, have visualization. Om Shanti.